Time once again for the Jade City Pharaoh. Today's episode, To Serve the People.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, "Only if there's someone there to bend it." Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
What they never show you in the comic books is how difficult it is to fly in the rain. I found out by way of separated shoulder after dropping altitude to miss a plane and running into a Popeye sign. So, today, as I drive this beat-down Honda Civic with 200,000-plus miles in the rain, I am Malik Frazier, the visual artist, my true self. I took the name Harold Jones to honor the man who saved my Uncle Roscoe's life in Vietnam. I'll become the Jade City Pharaoh again once I find an alley to park in and change. I've got 5 capes and 2 uniforms I picked up from the cleaners in the trunk. I'm 15 minutes late for a meeting with Detective Martina McCoy, head of the Jade City Police Special Operations Unit. She waits for me inside the BU Cafe, probably on a 3rd cup of coffee by now and getting a little teed off. Nothing like clean, pressed uniforms. Man, that rain is cold.
You ain't asked me if you could park back here.
Hey, stay back. Give me a second, would you? Let me just put my pants on.
What you doing with your pants off? You some kind of freak? This is my alley. What you putting on a cape for? You one of them little monsters. You down with Lady Gaga? Oh, snap! You Harold Jones. Come on, step over here and get out of the rain, brother. Don't look like being a superhero pay too much these days.
It's a recession.
Well, whatever it is, when people park back here, I usually charge them something to watch their car.
Here.
$2? What am I supposed to do with that? Buy a lottery ticket, hope I win enough to buy me a wine? Look. Don't worry about it. You're the super spectacular. And I'm going to watch your whip for free.
What's your name?
Asphalt.
Thanks.
Over here, Jones. You're late.
A superhero is never late, Marty, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to.
Up late watching The Lord of the Rings on TBS, huh, Gandalf?
Busted again. So what's so urgent? You sounded worried on the phone.
I am worried. What are you doing to protect yourself? What's your personal security like?
What are you talking about? Bodyguards. That kind of like goes against the whole superhero protector thing, don't you think? Superman doesn't travel with muscle-bound guys in dress suits, shades, and Bluetooth earpieces.
I'm serious. You're not bulletproof, Jones.
What's this about, Marty?
One of my informants told me this morning that the beef cooker has put a $1 million price tag on your head.
Well, with interest, that's about as much as I owe Citibank on my student loan.
Can you be serious for half a minute? Word is he's also hired the Widowmaker, the infamous ex-mob assassin. Now, why don't you get out of the city for a while, Jones?
Are you serious? Run. If I run, the beef cooker wins. You know that.
And what does the city win if you get killed? We're putting a case together. We've almost got enough to indict. We're really close.
Close only counts in horseshoes
and hand grenades.
Said that before, huh? Look, when I was a kid, I used to think that when it was raining, it meant God was crying. Sometimes I still think that because it's enough going on down here in this city to make God cry. But there's even more to make God smile. There's love here, Marty. It's worth protecting at all costs. And I do mean all costs. I gotta go, I...
Where are you going?
To work.
My car! Asphalt!
Over here! Help me up!
What happened?
Guys jumped me. Broke into the car. I told them whose car it was. They still broke in the trunk.
They took my uniforms, my capes. Damn it! Where'd they go?
Towards Concrete Falls. They're on foot. God bless you, Mr. Jones. Because you won bad. And these capes going to do a wonderful job keeping my ass warm tonight. I wonder how much I can get for these uniforms at the pawn shop. So in love. Yeah. I read the credits, but y'all gonna have to give me more than $2. That Howard Kraft is cheap as hell. He look like a swole up milk dud with a beard drawn on it. Aye. The Jade City Pharoah was created and written by Howard Kraft and produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas with executive producer Frank Stayshow. Robin Copley ran the boards. Today's episode, To Serve the People, featuring Michael Goosby, Dana Marks, and Mike Wiley as the super spectacular broke-ass Harold M.F. Jones. Now, how's that? Sound like Keith David. Somebody holler at Ken Burns. Let him know I'm ready to voice over documentaries. You better get me now. It's all good.
That is the latest installment of the Jade City Pharoah. Tune in next Thursday, for an all-new episode. And you can keep superhero Harold M.F. Jones flying across the airwaves. Easy to do. Visit Kickstarter.com, search Jade City Pharoah. Your donations support production of this historic radio drama series. And that's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment or want to hear an archived edition of a past program, our website is stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stayshow.